Coming to you live this morning, it's the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Good morning, podcast audience. It's that guy, Kenny Hodge, coming to you this morning live from the studio. I want to talk to you about items being mailed and bloodborne pathogens. Let's podcast. We shall not be moved because we are going to be armed with information that will allow postal employees to make intelligent decisions. Good morning. Ken Hodge, your podcaster here. And what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to go over two Postal Service service talks. One deals with bloodborne pathogens, and the other is a mandatory service talk from May 28th. Advising all postal employees that COVID-19 test kits will be in the mail system. Let's start with bloodborne pathogens. What is a bloodborne pathogen? You'll see that in postal literature under the name BBP. So please be aware that BBP is what the post office is talking about when they speak of bloodborne pathogens. What is a bloodborne pathogen? Bloodborne pathogens are microorganisms that could be present in human blood and can cause disease in humans. These pathogens, include, but are not limited to, hepatitis B virus, HBV, and the human immune deficiency virus, HIV. How can employees be exposed to bloodborne pathogens at work? You may encounter infectious substances in any of these ways: leaking biological packages, specimens of blood, urine, tissue, and secretions, medical waste used by syringes or bandages, blood or other bodily fluids associated with an injury or illness. Remember, infections can result from eye, mouth, non-intact skin, or needle stick contact with blood or other infectious materials. The Postal Service accepts limited quantities of potentially infectious materials for mailing. Handling intact packages containing infectious material is not hazardous. Packages for infectious materials are specifically designated to prevent leaks and spills. Acceptance employees are trained to ensure that infectious materials are properly packaged and labeled before they enter the postal system. You can help prevent spills and leaks of infectious materials by following these safe work practices. Do not throw, drop, or slide articles that are believed to contain infectious materials. Transport parcels containing infectious materials in reliable carts. Store parcels containing infectious materials in an isolated area away from work traffic flows. Place parcels containing infectious materials on the countertop of a cart and secure them before moving the cart. Now, I got to stop just for 1 second. And the post office is saying to us, we can prevent spills and leaks of infectious materials by following these safe work practices. And the first one they gave us was, do not throw, drop, or slide articles. If you work on the bundle sorter or the SPSS, every package that gets sorted somebody is going to slide it across that optical scanner reader so that it will go on the belt and deposit itself into a designated drop. Well, the post office is now saying, do not slide these packages. So I guess they're saying, if packages that contain bloodborne pathogens come through the mail system, I guess they're not going to be work on the SPSS. I guess they're not going to be work on the bundle sorter. And I guess if they work them on the apps and these packages come through recirculation, that employee won't slide it back on the belt either. So already there's a dilemma that I guarantee you the post office, if they keep true to their past managerial practices, are not going to give a hoot about, because that mail will be sorted on equipment that require you to slide that across an optical scanner reader. And keep in mind that what I'm reading to you this morning are service talks that the post office gave the employees. Now, you and I both know far too many times the post office will give us a service talk on what it is to be safe and turn right back around and do the opposite and then want to hold you accountable for not listening to what it is they said we should listen to. Don't want to sound confusing, but that's what it is. And I'm going to skip right over to what are the procedures for a leaking parcel containing biological material. All employees must follow the principle of universal precautions. This means that all leakages from male biological material in all bodily fluids until further identified must be treated as potentially infectious material. If you notice a leaking packages marked as biological material, assume it is infectious. Stop what you are doing and notify your supervisor immediately. Your supervisor will notify the spill and leak team. They are specifically trained to handle these situations. And I want to say to my man Alan, you and I both know that that's not true, because we are aware that you have notified management in the past of leaky packages. And I think the last time you did that, management made you collect the confines of that leaking packages and made you handle it. So already we've got a process that the post office says, this is how this is going to work. And I'm giving you real examples of how it is not working for everybody in the Columbus post office. Let's move right along. But I say to employees in the Postal Service, if you come across a leaky package, still follow the protocol. Maybe that was a singular occurrence, and that's not how they treat all leaky packages, but let's just be aware. I'm going to move right into the mandatory stand-up talk from May 28th. COVID-19 test kits are in the mail. As the safety of our employees is always our top priority, this talk is being provided to advise you that COVID-19 related test kits are being mailed through the Postal Service. The Postal Service has partnered with several manufacturers, vendors, and laboratories to ship virus and vaccine test kits to a variety of healthcare providers and citizens across the country. Spectrum Solutions has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to provide COVID-19 test kits nationally. The test kits will start shipping later this week. These test kits have been designed as exempt human specimen materials, which are mailable per the packaging provisions found in Publication 52, Hazardous Restricted and Perishable Mail, Section 346.326. And it reads as follows. The vendors in their packages have met all Postal Service mailing requirements, packaging, and label guidelines. The kits will include explicit mailing instructions to home end customers, along with a prepaid return service label. priority mail or first-class package return service to expedite shipping. Now, again, the title of this was COVID-19 test kits are in the mail. So at one point, the post office leads you to believe that just the test kits are being mailed out. But during the service talk, they're now telling us that they're sending return labels, which means once the person receives that test kit and deposits that sample or that specimen in that kit, they're going to put that return label on it and now introduce that hazardous material back into the postal mail system. Now, again, publication 52, Hazardous, Restricted, and Perishable Mail, gives guidelines on how they're supposed to package and present that. Do not detain or delay delivery. The contents of these packages are highly sensitive and should be processed as quickly as possible to ensure the integrity of the sample. To ensure safety, the kits will be monitored and compliance will be enforced. Spills are unlikely. Again, I am reading from a mandatory stand-up talk from May 28th. Spills are unlikely. COVID-19 test kits contain small samples of biological material that are inserted into a primary receptacle, such as a tube. The primary receptacle is securely sealed and inserted inside leak-proof packaging and absorbent material and further placed in a rigid container. The entire receptacle is triple packaged. Some kits may include a fourth layer as an added level of security and protection. In the event that a test kit package is found damaged or open, please follow the established guidelines for the handling of hazardous material released as specified in Management Instructions EL 810-2006-3, and that is Response to Hazardous Material Release. The MI, which is the Management Instructions, provide a full overview on handling spills and leaks. Wear PPE to prevent contamination from substances that may become airborne or come in contact with the skin. Personnel exposed to any biohazard related via inhalation, skin contact, or some other route must receive immediate medical attention. If medical assistance is not available, the exposed person should self-isolate until he or she can be seen by a physician. Every day, the Postal Service plays an important role in processing and delivering critical mail and packages such as medicines and biological substances throughout the United States, giving you accurate and timely information. Wow, I can't even believe the Post Office wrote that, but I'm going to continue reading. Giving you accurate and timely information promotes safety and helps us all handle these materials more efficiently. For more information or clarification, speak with your supervisor or manager as if they would really know. I just added that in myself. Last thing is, the safety of our employees is always our top priority. Thank you for doing your part to ensure these important mail pieces reach their final destination. That's the two service talks that I really wanted to expose the postal community to in the event you did not receive these service talks in your workplace. Again, what I brought to you this morning was a mandatory stand-up talk from May 28th, and I went over a Safety Depends on Me general awareness talk from the Postal Service on bloodborne pathogens. Sometimes people ask me, why do I do what I do? You have to understand, the Postal Service is a great organization. I hide no feelings when I tell you that. The organization is great. And when I put together podcasts like this, I want you to understand that from headquarters, the organization is concerned about you as postal employees. But at the implementation level, I'm presenting the post office to you from a national level. Now, we have to ask ourselves, do we have the organizations that are strong enough to make management do what they're supposed to do? That's a question for you. That's my podcast. And let's put a different spin on how I bring information to you. Instead of looking at it as I'm trying to be disruptive, look at it as I'm educating. I'm giving you postal doctrine from a headquarter level. Now, unfortunately, most of you probably never get a chance to see that, so you don't really know it exists. Because at the implementation level, it is a whole different post office than it is designed to be from the headquarters level. Hey, this is Kenny Hodges this morning. Have a great day. Let's be safe. And remember, education, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And unless you listen to the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast, of course, or read postal doctrine, read contracts, read what's supposed to happen, and demand that it happens. Hey, stay informed. Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast. Follow me on Facebook. Please follow me on Blog Talk Radio.